From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Almost 2 years ago, Munir El-Motassadeq became the first and so far only person to be convicted for helping carry out the September 11th attacks. But the conviction in a German court was overturned on appeal, and today Motassadeq is a free man. He's being retried in Hamburg, the city where he became friends with several of the hijackers. The difference in this trial is that there is an American who lost his mother in the attacks who's fighting Motassadeq in the courtroom. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In the business center of a five-star hotel in Hamburg, Dominik Pupolo watches his mother speak. It's a video clip on a website tribute to the ballerina-turned-philanthropist recorded 4 years ago after she received an award from the Miami Red Cross.
No matter where we live and no matter how long we stay at that community, it is our duty and responsibility to give back and to get involved.
Her son is now doing what he believes his mom would approve of, getting heavily involved in something he cares about deeply.
My job, my goal is to obtain a conviction on behalf of my mother, who was brutally murdered and tortured on September 11th in the first-class cabin of American Airlines Flight 11.
It's a difficult job. So far, the 38-year-old computer consultant estimates he's spent $200,000 of his own money, although the court has now picked up some legal costs. He's moved out of the five-star hotel and rented an apartment. When Pupolo arrived last August in this city where he had no friends and doesn't speak the language, he intended to stay just for a few days.
It is very difficult being here, and I've lived here for 5 months. So this man goes to jail. And the reason I came here was to at least establish that, yes, an American family member indeed does care about the process.
German law recognizes Pupolo as a co-plaintiff, allowed to introduce evidence and cross-examine witnesses. He and his lawyer are on the same side as the government prosecutors. But Pupolo says he got the feeling from the start of Motassadeq's retrial that the prosecution wasn't going all out. He suspects they may be working for an easier conviction, belonging to a terrorist organization, instead of helping plan the actual attacks.
I sensed this clinical aspect of the trial. Where was the human emotion? Something that I bring to the courtroom that others don't is that I miss my mother terribly.
The first trial determined that Motassadeq went to an al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan and transferred money for several of the 9/11 hijackers that helped them carry out the attacks. It was not firmly established that he knew of their plans. Pupolo's lawyer, Christian Weise, is now pursuing a lead he found in an arrest warrant for a Syrian-born German national issued by a Spanish judge. He says it suggests that German intelligence officers may have known more about the group of 9/11 plotters in Hamburg than they've admitted.
I don't want to say that they really hide something, but very often it matters how hard one works on getting information.
But some new evidence already introduced in this retrial has backfired on the prosecution. In the first trial, prosecutors were deeply frustrated by the United States' refusal, on security grounds, to provide testimony from a man in U.S. custody, Ramzi bin al-Shib, believed to be a key organizer of the attacks. For this trial, the U.S. provided a summary of interrogations of bin al-Shib, in which he denied Motassadeq knew anything. Defense lawyer Udo Jakob says that makes a big difference.
Now we have a statement of Mr. bin al-Shib, who said that our client is innocent. In the first case, there was nothing from America, no statement, no word. Everything was hidden. And now we have already something, and I think this should be helpful.
Another big difference, he says, is that Motassadeq is no longer a prisoner coming to court from jail, but a free man arriving from home. Motassadeq's freedom is one of the hardest things for Dominik Pupolo to take. Pupolo has found himself disconcertingly close to a man he believes helped kill his mother, in front of him at security, next to him when the judge calls both sides up, even in the restroom.
He literally sort of opened the door and locked it, and it's a private bathroom in the judge's chambers. He shut it, sort of embarrassing, actually.
Whichever side loses this retrial will likely appeal. German authorities are also preparing to expel Motassadeq to his native Morocco, should he be acquitted. Dominik Pupolo isn't sure he'll stay in Germany for an appeal. He wants to see Motisadek behind bars, but he also wants to go home. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.